as Cleo Mortimer, evangelist, taxicab driver, and a guy who just broke a bell. Hi, Cleo.
Oh, Jonathan Fiddler.
What happened to your bell? How'd you break the cowbell?
I don't know.
All the other characters are going to be upset now because they all use
it. Oh, they're going to be mad. So mad. Indignant. How are my favorite morning show, boy?
Just fine. Oh, doing great.
Doing well, I hope.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, I tell you, you know I'm excited because I'm a Tiger fan.
Oh, you are?
I am Tiger Woods, baby. I feel a part of him is a part of me.
Sure.
I love him, and it's so impressive that he's done this so young.
Mm-hmm.
Winning a Masters and a Byron Nelson even before he's kissed a girl.
Oh, you don't know that.
Oh, please. Come on. Look at him, Craig.
What?
Laura Davies has had more women than him.
Oh, now, come on. You're a man of the cloth. You're a man of the cloth.
I'm just teasing, of course.
That's
I am.
Horrible
you know
to
that.
Say something. She's in town this week.
Is she really?
Yes.
Hope she didn't hear
that. I do, too.
And I hope her girlfriend laying next to her didn't hear it
either. Come on.
It's just a joke, George.
She hadn't come out of the closet.
Stop it. Just a joke.
She's not Ellen. You can say that about Ellen, but you can't say that about Laura.
Well, she doesn't have her own sitcom yet. You just wait. She'll come out. But Tiger had me bless his driver, so I feel a little bit a part of his victory.
Really?
He's kind of spraying it.
What's that?
He was kind of spraying it this weekend.
Well, my blessing was a little off, George.
Well, he did some good drives, too.
It wasn't the best blessing, but he won.
Yeah, he won, sure. Yeah.
So it was good enough. My blessing was good enough.
Mm-hmm.
Ready for rhyme time.
What's up?
What's up there, Craig?
How are you, Cleo?
What's up with you, baby? Hey.
Rhyme time?
Rhyme time, baby.
Okay.
It must be hard playing against Tiger. He hits every shot, and your hope starts to dim. And you realize some people don't deserve to be out there. Can you say Bobby Mims?
Oh, come on. He's a nice guy who qualified legitimately.
He was 13 over.
Well, it happens.
That's horrible. Come on.
Well, come on.
Boy, I tell you, Sign of the Apocalypse. I was reading the Bible a little bit more last night. Sign of the Apocalypse is actually Bobby Mims breaking par.
Come on.
Now, he did that to get into the tournament. He can play.
That's George's guy there.
Yeah.
All right.
Here's Bobby Mims.
Let's get back to Tiger now. I love Tiger, because I love it because he's bringing a new crowd and ticking off all the snobs who don't understand the average man that doesn't covet cocaine and boob jobs. Ready for another one?
Here we go.
Let's go, one more, baby.
I
tell you, it's great when Tiger enters these lily-white clubs and upsets the racial equation. But I consider it a fact that Tiger's merely black, because who the hell's ever heard of a cobbler nation? No one knows what that is.
That's what he says he is.
But no one knows what it is.
I think he made that
up. Don't give me a racial type that I never heard. If I can't fill out an application and check Cobbler Nation, there's no such thing.
He made it up, I think.
Well, he made up a bad one. What about this Frank and Kathy Lee thing?
Yeah, what about that? You have a comment on that?
Well, being a man of the cloth and that being a spiritual moral issue, I have some problems with it.
Thou shalt not adult.
That's right. You should not commit adultery. But now, see, I don't believe the Globe story.
Really?
I think it's a little fishy.
Mm.
You want me to tell you why?
Yeah. Mm.
I doubt the validity of the Globe story where that girl made love to Frank in that dump. Because at his age, Frank Lawrence are like Air Nikes. To work, he needs the pump!
Cleo.
All right, the weekly visit paid to us by Cleo Mortimer.